Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Exodus chapter 33 and verse 14. The Lord replied unto Moses and said, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, when you sense God's presence and know He is with you, you can handle whatever life brings. Try to imagine the assignment Moses had, liberating 2 million people from the grip of slavery, leading them through a wilderness where they were exposed to enemies and elements such as extreme heat and cold, feeding them, clothing them, settling the disputes and keeping them moving towards their destiny. And here is what Moses prayed. If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us, in verse 15 of the same chapter. Moses preferred to go nowhere with God than anywhere without Him. When his affair with Bathsheba was exposed, King David did not pray, "Don't take my crown from me or my kingdom or my army." No, he knew what mattered most. And in Psalms chapter 51, verse 11, he cried out and said, "Do not take your Holy Spirit from me." My dear brothers and sisters, in order to grow spiritually, you must develop an increasing awareness of God's presence in your life. And how do you do that? Instead of being a rock, become a sponge. When you place a rock in the ocean, its surface gets wet, but its core remains hard and dry. But when you place a sponge in the ocean, the water alters the very essence of its being. Slow down and sense God's presence. Begin by reading the scripture, writing it down, repeating it over and over, and opening every pore of your soul to God's presence. The Bible very beautifully writes, and Prophet Zephaniah writes in chapter 3, verse 17, "The Lord your God is with you. His power gives you victory. The Lord will take delight in you, and in His love He will give you new life. He will sing and be joyful over you." Hallelujah. What a beautiful passage of scripture to encourage us this morning. So I encourage you today, practice the presence of Yahweh in your life. And I promise you that victory will follow you. Yeah, and the blessings of God will overtake you. The favor of God will envelop you. And you will super succeed supernaturally because the presence of Jesus, of our Father in heaven, is with you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We bless you, we love you, we worship you, we adore you, we magnify you, and we give you the praise. Today, Lord, give us the grace that we will long for your presence. Lord, if we have gone astray from you, if we have sinned willfully or, Lord, unknowingly, please forgive us and give us the grace that we will draw near unto you, Father God. Lord, we will honor you through our lives, through our rising up and sitting down, through our going out and our coming in, that your name alone will be glorified. Abba Father, we thank you. We thank you. Today, Lord, manifest your presence in the midst of your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, and I release your Holy Ghost anointing upon everyone who hearkens to this voice. And I release your anointing upon them, O Master. Lord, your presence will be in them and with them and upon them. And Lord, your presence will surround them at all times. I thank you, Lord, today as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper your people because they are yours. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. I speak resurrection life of Christ, the healing virtue of Christ to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, your word tells us that we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.